open.
Welcome to another episode of the Open Mic Podcast.
Excellent.
With your host, Brett Allen.
Well, isn't that extra special?
Recorded live at Bay Area Studios. Join Brett each week as he interviews celebrities, influencers, authors, high-level entrepreneurs, and much more. At the open mic, no topic is off limits.
Giddy up.
And you never know who may stop by. Now, here's your host, Brett Allen.
Happy 2021. It's good to be here with you. Brand new episode, brand new year of the podcast, and we have a special one for you. Boy, this show today is going to be a wild ride, to say the least. I have with me on the podcast Cameron Westcott and Carrie Brittingham of The Real Housewives of Dallas. Also a special co-host, Larry Roberts as well, who is a fellow podcaster. He has an amazing show, One Big Win, and he is joining me on this very special episode. We are talking to them about their brand new podcast that launches Wednesday. Yes, this is an exclusive interview. Cam and Carrie do Dallas. Also, The Real Housewives of Dallas begins on Tuesday as well for a brand new season. We talk about all of that and much more. I am excited for you to check out this interview. It was a lot of fun. Cam, Carrie, Larry, that rhymes. Welcome into the show.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yes, and shout out to Lauren Johnson from Garage PR for making this exclusive interview happen. And of course, I'm here with my good friend, Larry Roberts, who is a fellow podcaster and a local Texas resident, say that three times fast, is going to join us on this episode if you're just now tuning in. Larry, welcome as well. Thanks for coming on, man.
Thanks. I appreciate this opportunity. It's great to meet both of you. And Brett, you know, I've known you for quite a while now, but my whole afternoon was lit up when he reached out to me and said, "Hey man, would you co-host with me this afternoon?" And being a legitimate fan, I've watched every season. So being a legitimate fan, I was like, man, I can't pass this opportunity. Let's do it. So here we are.
Love it. I love it. We love Texas.
Yeah, Texas is the best. And I actually have family that used to live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So I'm very familiar. I've been there. But we are here talking with Cameron Westcott again and Carrie Brittingham of The Real Housewives of Dallas. We have some very important news, but Cameron, I understand that you got stuck at the border. What was that all about? I'm very curious. Somebody told me, I think it was your publicist, that like customs weren't working or they quit or what was
the customs office yesterday for private jets quit so that could not land yesterday and get cleared by customs. So they told us to land actually on the border because they said that office was open. So we landed in Del Rio, which was right on the border of Mexico and Texas. And we landed and it was an interesting experience. It was, no one was there whatsoever. And it took forever to get cleared. And then all of a sudden we blew some fuses out on the airplane by, you know, plugging a whole bunch of stuff in the airplane. And when you blow the generator, I guess you can't fly because it's, you know, risky. So then we got stuck in Del Rio for like 4 hours and we had like an emergency plane come rescue us.
Wow. It's funny because my mom was actually born and raised in Del Rio, so I'm very familiar with the area. I mean, oh, yeah. I wasn't, but I know exactly where it is.
That's what you call rich people's problems.
We couldn't find anywhere to eat but like a pizza delivery, and we couldn't even get rental cars within like 200 miles from where we were. So I don't know what was going on.
Didn't you say that, Cameron? There was not even Uber?
No, Uber wouldn't even pick us up.
Unbelievable. First world problems.
Yes.
So I'm guessing you were traveling for the holidays. That's the guess, correct?
Yes.
Very cool.
We were traveling. We were in Mexico actually for the week for New Year's Eve with the family, just relaxing.
Nice. And Carrie, how were your holidays?
We just stayed in Dallas, you know, this year. We figured, you know, this time it was the best place to be. I mean, we normally always travel, but with everything closing down and, you know, we didn't know what was going on. We stayed in Dallas and it was fun.
We're here in 2021. We made it. And we're just hoping for more positivity and fun things this year. But let's get right into the podcast. Cam and Carrie do Dallas. This is very cool. And if you wouldn't mind sharing, Cameron, just a little bit about how this idea of the podcast came about and sort of what people can expect when they listen. And then Carrie, we'll get your side here in just a minute. And Larry, you can jump in. Sure. We're going all in here. So let's talk about the podcast.
Well, I'm so excited. You know, Carrie and I have got to know each other really well the past 2 years, and we've had so much fun. And she always brings the fun out of me. And we've just found ourselves hanging out on the phone nonstop, chatting. And then we realized, we're like, oh my gosh, we need to like put this on air, because our conversations sometimes just give me the biggest belly laughs and I can't ever stop, you know, laughing. And we're like, you know what, let's just do this. So we decided to go ahead and put our conversations on air, and we're really, really excited. We're going to be doing a lot of guests joining in on our podcast, and we're hoping to answer a lot of fan questions. And it's just a glimpse also of our lives that you guys don't get to see while we're filming. So it's just another side of us that you'll be able to see.
Yeah, I would take Cameron and Addie, you know, we would go out together, and of course, you know, I would order all these, like, you know, margaritas, a skinny plus plus that, you know, I always do. And we were around other friends, and they were like, oh my gosh, like, you guys are so funny together. And we got so much feedback about it that, you know, people were saying that we definitely need to do a podcast. And then we're like, you know, let's just do it. You know, why not? I mean, I'm the most like unfiltered person, and Cameron is the opposite.
Yes. And we're so opposite, which I think is so much fun, because she's so unfiltered and I'm like extra filtered, and I'm always questioning why she says certain things. And then she kind of tries to open me up. So it's just a great dynamic and just super fun.
I'm constantly putting Cameron like on uncomfortable conversations. That's for sure.
Yes. Gary has no shame. She has no problem.
No, it's great. You know, and to hear that you guys are starting a podcast right now, podcasts are so hot. Everybody that wants to be heard is starting a podcast, and it gives you that opportunity to reach out to fans and really establish relationships with the fans that you normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do.
Yeah,
well, for sure. I mean, you know, people, I think they see us on the show a certain way, and there's so many layers of us. And I think we're so excited for people to really get to hear so many experiences and you know, what we have go through every week and in our own lives. So we're really excited to share that with the fans, and for them to see, like, on not only what they see on the show, but a lot of, like, you know, layers, all the layers that we have.
Yes, get to know the real us.
There you go.
I think too, and I've had a lot of celebrities like yourself on the show, reality TV stars, and I feel like that what we see on TV is just that, you know, it's reality TV. When you're doing a podcast, it's a lot more real and a lot more raw. So you're going to have a lot of great guests on the show and that sort of thing. What, like, who are some people that you are planning on having? If you can share with us, if you can't, I totally understand. But, you know, we like to get a little sneak peek over here.
Well, we're definitely wanted to keep a surprise. We have a list of people. Obviously, we don't have any specific dates that they're going to come or air or whatever, and confirmations, but definitely other housewives, other, you know, other Bravo celebs. Between Cameron's friendships that she has, my friendships, we have a lot of, like, really exciting guests that we are planning on having with us. So that's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. That's very exciting. And Cameron, I mean, I think this is just huge for you guys. Now, this will be in conjunction with the show, which we'll get to here in just a few minutes. Are you going to be tackling certain topics as well that people definitely want to hear about from you ladies?
Yes, we'll be tackling all different types of topics. I mean, it could be anything from, you know, drama with our husbands to, you know, kid problems to girlfriend problems to entrepreneur problems. Yep. It's going to cover everything. And so there's going to be absolutely no limit. It's literally going to cover everything you could imagine.
Carrie, did you say sexual orientation? Is that what you said? That's what I thought I heard. Seriously, I did.
We're talking about everything, like sexual positions, you name it. I definitely asked Cameron a lot of questions that nobody would probably ever ask her.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I always give the PG version and she always dives right in and gives the rated R version.
Yes.
Yeah. We've seen in the past how you react to more adultish type rated R type surprises. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
We've seen it on the show. So
that is hilarious. And the show is going to be available on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Central Time. And it's going to be available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and all the other streaming platforms. And all of that information will go in the show notes of this episode, which again is going live today. Both of you are, one of you are on Cameo as well, right? You do Cameo shout outs.
Yeah, we're both actually on Cameo.
That's so funny, Cam, because like 2 years ago, I believe it was, I actually bought a Cameo with you. You sang my wife happy birthday. And I'm not exaggerating. She's the biggest Cam fan. No offense, Carrie. But this was before your time, actually, Carrie. I don't think you were on the show yet, or she probably would have asked for a duet. But,
oh, my gosh.
But she still listens to it to this day. She loves it. It's one of the best gifts I ever gave her.
Oh my God, that is the sweetest thing. Oh,
yeah, that's very cool. And you can also connect with them on Cameo. I want to switch gears a little bit and just talk about, not specifically about the pandemic necessarily, because we've talked that out, I think, but we were talking before the mics went hot about Texas kind of being one of the few states where everything, I'm in the Bay Area, so we're on lockdown, on punishment, I don't know, until the Lord comes back. I have no idea. I feel like it changes so frequently. But what is the climate like that there in Texas? Larry, you can chime in as well, as far as like things being open and people just kind of going about everyday life. Carrie, we'll start with you and then go to Cameron and then Larry.
Well, I will tell you that I've never been so happy to live in Texas in my life. I mean, I love California, New York. I used to always be so jealous of everyone that lived there. And I mean, it's so sad how, you know, everything has been so affected and everybody's been so affected. Everybody that I know in the restaurant business and you know, and everywhere. I mean, it's just like people really are suffering, and it just breaks my heart. You know, I feel so lucky that here in Texas, we're still open and everybody's been able to still go out and eat, and restaurant owners are still able to have the restaurants, the wait staff is able to have their jobs, you know, and that is just the economy is so much better here.
You know, we're wide open in Texas, okay? Restaurants are open, stores are open, everyone's working. We are working, but we're all staying safe. We're wearing masks, we're wearing shields, we're washing our hands every second. And to be honest, it really has not changed people's life right now. Like, everyone is living their normal life, and it's crazy, but I literally get in my car and I forget sometimes, oh my God, I can't get out without my mask and my shield. And I'm like, what am I thinking? I think it's just because everything is open. It just makes you realize our economy is moving. Like, everything is staying open. Everyone's, you know, things are booming. And just like Carrie said, I've never been so happy in my life to be in Texas right now. My whole family's from California. So I am like, you know, just so heartbroken for them because they can't even leave their, you know, houses. And it's just, they call me and they're like, oh my God, we can't even get to the nail salon. And I'm like, what? I've been to the nail salon twice this week. I mean, they do checks, they do, you know, questionnaires before you enter certain stores. You just have to trust people are being honest. But, you know, I still have not got COVID, and I haven't either. Not gone hands, but I've been very, very safe. I've been, you know, washing my hands. I've been wearing my mask everywhere. I've been, you know, very aware on who I hang out with, very cautious with that. And I've been lucky, and I'm just hoping, you know, I can get the vaccine soon so that I don't have to worry as much. So, you know, but I'm still living my life over here, and I'm supporting every business locally as best I can to make sure no one, you know, loses their business.
And I tell you, everyone from California is buying places in Texas. Real estate here is booming. Like, houses, everything is selling so crazy.
Like, someone bought my old house actually from California on like a Skype video tour. So
that seems to be happening quite a bit, you know, especially here and down in the Austin area. That seems to be where a lot of people are migrating. But, you know, my entire life, I've spelt Texas with a dollar sign instead of an S at the end, because we always have our priorities right. It's all about making that money. And as you mentioned, Cam, the economy is booming. Everything is still, I mean, I feel very, very blessed that we're in the environment that we're in here in Texas, because although we see the suffering of all those throughout the country, we're blessed with the opportunity, as you said, to continue moving forward and almost living a normal life.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, Joe Rogan just moved there, bought a house. Dave Chappelle is buying a house there and building a comedy club and really just switching everything that way. I mean, everybody's going there, I think.
I think Tesla moved to Austin. I think Tesla even moved to Austin.
Yeah, it's crazy. Everybody's going there. You know, I've heard these comedians that I've talked to, and they've said, you know, well, we just go to Dallas and Houston and San Antonio because everybody's open. I mean, we could go fill on an arena right now. And it's great that you guys are open and active and things are booming. Hopefully our state, I don't want to get too political, will follow suit. You know, if you're not out having dinner at the French Laundry, maybe you can sort of kind of get things moving along for us. But I want to wrap up here. I know we have a hard stop about The Real Housewives of Dallas, which premieres on Tuesday. Did you guys film this during COVID, and or was this all kind of done pre-lockdown?
Yeah, we filmed during COVID and we took all the precautions. We wore masks, we wore face shields, we were continuously tested for COVID. And you know, it was the highlight of my summer. We had so much fun. And yeah, we only hung out together because we couldn't really go anywhere else, you know, for safety reasons, but we had the best time.
Yeah, I will tell you that we started filming at the beginning of June. So by then, you know, we were already in quarantine March, April, and May. So by the time we started filming, I was so ready to leave my husband and my kids and go have my girl time. And it was wheels up. I think I was drunk like most of the season.
The whole summer.
I don't remember half the shit I did or said or whatever. I mean, I'm like, I'm doing interviews and the producers are like, well, what about, I was like, can you refresh my memory? Like, I don't remember.
It was like Girls Gone Wild, but without the flashing. Okay. It was like, literally like, hands down, ready to party.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So I would say that this season for me was fun with a capital F. I had the best time with my girls.
You know, I caught the sneak peek. And of course, we're not going to get into that because it actually premieres later in the week. And I got to tell you, one of the things that I really love about the Housewives of Dallas above and beyond all the other housewives is the level of class that you guys continue to maintain. There are some of the other housewives, we won't mention any names, that, you know, they kind of seem like they've jumped the shark a little bit and they're doing some reaching for ratings. And you guys, you're not doing that. You're on point. You're still representing Dallas beautifully. And I can't wait to watch the entire season.
Thank you.
Carrie's laughing like, I don't know. I haven't seen it.
you ain't seen the whole season. Just wait.
Don't speak too soon.
I would say everyone behaves very classy. I'll just say that.
Do you guys watch as it comes on in real time, or do you just go, enough is enough? I did this. It's in the can and I'm going to live my normal life.
Oh, no, we have parties. We get together and watch and support each other and text each other. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, remember when that? And I mean, it's honestly like an amazing experience. And we are real friends and we are in touch. We have been in touch this whole time when we're not filming. And it's honestly like, you know, the friendships that we're forming is like one of a kind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely like a sorority, I would say. I have one day when we're 90, we'll be in rockers laughing at each other.
Let's get together and watch all the reruns.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great show. And especially now, as we are still in other places on lockdown and we need some more entertainment, because Hollywood has kind of come to a halt again. I was reading in one of the trades that they have stopped filming indefinitely until they have permission, just because the spike of COVID is so high. And regardless of who your president is, who you voted for, it's important to just wear a mask and take this very seriously. So all of these people from the top to the bottom can go back to work and we can just get things back to normal. Well, I'm excited. Cam and Carrie do Dallas. That's going to be exciting. We have part of the exclusive on this. This will go out to air again later today. And I think people are excited about it. They're going to have amazing guests. Real Housewives airs on Tuesday. Cameron, Carrie, Larry, any final thoughts? Any final thoughts?
Just, it was great meeting both of you. This opportunity was terrific. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to spend a couple of minutes with you and help promote your show. So thank you so very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Yep. And we hope you enjoy our podcast.
Definitely.
Yes. And again, Cameron and Carrie, as we wrap up here, if people want to connect with you on social media, obviously the podcast, we talked about that, but if they want to follow you on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, how can they do so?
Our podcast Instagram handle is Cam and Carrie Do Dallas. And my personal Instagram is Cameron Westcott. And you can also find Carrie at Carrie Brittingham.
Yeah. And I also have my jewelry line at Camo, K-A-M-O by Carrie. And Carrie Britt, B-R-I-T-T, Carrie is my Instagram account.
Oh, and then I'll throw in Sparkle Dog Food is my Instagram account as well. So, dog treat or find me.
Yes. Well, Cameron Westcott, Carrie Brittingham, Larry Roberts, thanks for joining me on this special episode of the podcast. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Nice to meet you guys.
You too. Take care.
You too. Take care.
That brings today's episode to an end. Thanks for choosing to stop by and listen. If you enjoyed the show, consider sharing it with a friend and hitting the subscribe button. It's absolutely free. The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect those of the host.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
Until next time, cheers.